broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 at 2. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, it turns out there's an interesting article. Don't know how to say this writer's name, but last name is Applebaum. And the article headline says this. Door opens wider for Trump to reshape Fed policy. And it goes on and talks about that a lot of folks are leaving the central bank. And this one latest guy, Daniel K. Tarillo, is leaving the Fed. And that means with Mr. Trillo's resignation, there's 3 vacancies, folks, on the Fed's 7-seat board. This gives Donald the ability to really make a difference, Kurt. Now, they wanted Trillo to remain in place for the next year, but he refused. He said they couldn't convince him. And he does support easing the Dodd-Frank Act and simplifying regulation and burdens on banks and the people. Now, the bottom line is Trump's appointees can take over, Kurt. That could give Republicans 4 of the 7 seats on the board. Now, I bring all this up, Kurt, just to say Donald could put Larry Hilton, well-known constitutional attorney. He put forth the legislation that made constitutional currency appropriate and legal again in the state of Utah. We could lead the nation if one of the 3 becomes Larry Hilton. We got to get this done, Kurt. This is an opportunity to reject dishonest money, fiat currency, and replace it with constitutional, honest weights and measures. This is huge, Kurt, and I don't think people realize it. We're too busy battling about things that don't matter. We really need to realize the door's opening wider for Trump to reshape federal policy. Got to strike while the iron's hot, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't be, more in agreement, Sam. The only thing that I'm not sure of is if we want to strike to make the Federal Reserve Board, better, or if we want to just make it go away.
Well, if we can make it go away from the start, that's what we'd support. But if we can't, we at least need people involved that'll use it to appropriately, muzzle it, if you will.
Yes.
But I agree 100%.
So
if the discussion is to shut down the Federal Reserve, we shut it down. If the discussion is how do we fill these vacancies, then we got to put our guys on.
Good people.
Right.
Yep. So I see some different ones on it. When you look at the Fed and Trump, there's a CNBC piece, New York Sun, I don't think there's a whole lot of talk about it out there, and yet, like you say, it should be, a big, big topic simply because honest money, needs to be one of the roots of America and any honest society.
Well, if we're about solutions, that's where we got to start, as you wisely say, at the root. All right, foreign policy, Kurt, quickly sheds its sharp edge, writes Mark Landler. Now, what am I talking about? Donald Trump said, hey, we're going to take it to these foreign countries that are abusing us. We're going to get rid of this foreign policy. We're going to stand up for liberty everywhere in the world. It's a new era, a new time, a new opportunity. Dateline Washington, when President Trump took over, he was bold. He said that Taiwan may no longer be bound by the one-child policy. But now, when President Donald Trump took a phone call from the leader of China, I guess now he's saying there's a one China policy, Kurt. Donald Trump's going through the same evolution that all of his predecessors went through. He can't make the reworld remake the world like he wants to.
Well, I mean, we do have one China, you know, China, and then we got Taiwan, right? Is the, you know, I mean, why do we have to call them another China? Why don't we just call them Taiwan, you know? I mean, and now they call themselves the Republic of China, which, you know, I don't see a real problem there. But, you know, I know the world elites, you know, like to... basically control that whole stuff, the king men and the free men.
Yeah, I guess it was Rex Tillerson that encouraged the Donald to capitulate on this point, and now there it is.
Well, that's sad to see if that's what's happening. You know, I just don't like to see that.
Amen
same
to that.
Old stuff.
Now, I don't know what to think about this. There's several things. When was the Grammys, Kurt? Yesterday?
I don't know. I guess it was, you know.
Hold on. You're going to bring up all these stories related to the Grammys and you don't even know when it was? Come on, Kevin.
Sam, I mean, I don't watch TV, so I can't really tell you. But
you've
got to
know
when
the Grammys are that we're talking about, Kurt. Come on.
Okay. Well, I guess it was 2017 sometime, Sam. I mean, you know.
I'll look it up for you while you're talking,
know,
okay?
This.
What you got to do is look
this is from the
so you know when you're
Hollywood Reporter. It's dated the 12th, so it was a, you know, weekend story. But, you know, so it's got to be recently. I just don't know when the Grammys really are. I mean, I used to worry about stuff like that. Now I guess I'm more of a grandpa, and so I don't worry about the Grammys. But anyway, the Hollywood Reporter staff is reporting some lady who I didn't even know what her name was. Her name is Joyce Villa. I guess this was Sunday night. Anyway, she...
There you go, my friend. Good work.
She wagged her... She
February the 12th,
came out,
ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, just so you know. And in my humble opinion, they ought to be keeping the Sabbath day holy. But
yeah, amen to that. But anyway, that's another reason I didn't watch it. But I guess this lady, her last name is Villa, and you probably know all her songs and everything, Sam. I just don't know her. Joyce Villa, she... You know, typically the Grammys have all these scandalous dresses, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But this lady came out, and first she had this big white kind of a cape on, you know, basically covering herself up so there you couldn't see the dress. This white cape to cover her gown. And then she made a big, what they call, reveal on the red carpet. Now, typically, a reveal means, hey, you know, that way too much of a woman's body is going to be shown. And now, this dress, at least as far as I could tell, covered the subject. But the trick about it, Sam, is it said, "Make America Great Again." And on the train part or the bottom part, you know, that fluffed out or whatever, it said, "Trump." So anyway, that's really upset a lot of people, I suppose. This lady, by the way, is what they call biracial. I guess that means she's, you know, got a little of both, two races in her.
By the way, just like everybody on the planet.
I think she's, yeah, I think she's an American as far as I know. But yeah, she's a singer-songwriter. She goes by the name Princess Joy Villa. And she teased the ensemble on Instagram with a photo of a heart-shaped clutch and a caption stating, "My whole artistic platform is about love." Yeah, not much hate, but about love. "I couldn't be where I am today without the love and tenderness of those beautiful supporters and friends around me." So, I don't know. Do you know any of her music, Sam?
I don't.
I'm not familiar with it, but anyway. So, there's... real interesting part of the Grammys.
Scandalous dresses on the Grammys, they say, Kurt.
Yeah. That's right. Especially in her case when it says, "Make America Great Again."
Now, I kind of like
Trump
that
on
kind
the bottom.
Of scandalous attire. I mean, I'm usually not really for the scantily clad or the scandalous, but in this case, it wasn't scantily clad, I guess, from what I understand. It's only scandalous because it goes against the...
Because it doesn't say the traditional
agenda-driven.
It's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know anything about this lady's music either, Kurt? You don't know the Grammys?
No,
are. You don't know
I'm sorry.
Come on.
You got to do your research, Kurt. You know, just a backwards country bumpkin is what you're talking to, Sam. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is.
Well,
you know, Princess Joy Villa, you know, so you'll have to look her up. That's what she goes by, Princess Joy Villa. So, hey, there you go.
All right, quick pause.
I hope her music's good.
Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, is that her, Kurt? Is that who you're talking about?
Well, they called it Princess, Princess Joy, Joy Villa. So I guess, is that her? I'm not
I
sure.
I guess so.
You know, I mean.
Very strange.
She's, okay.
All I'm telling you is, you got to admit, though, you know, coming from, again, they tell you how evil and how race-filled Donald is.
Yep.
And then you get this biracial lady coming out and saying, hey, make America great again. And then the most important piece about this is this. She didn't get mad at anybody. She wasn't unkind. She wasn't belligerent to anybody. She just said, listen, I'm here because of all the wonderful people around me.
Yeah, that love me and all that stuff. She's kind of promoting love, it
I'm
seems
here
like,
in love. And I'm hearing kindness, and I think that we need to look forward. The only body that can make a success out of us is ourselves. All I'm telling you, Kurt, is in my opinion, pretty impressive.
They're probably not going to give her much coverage for this, Sam. You know,
I support bringing
Hollywood
together.
Types are not going to talk much about her, you know?
She's an internationally touring singer, songwriter, actress, and amazing performer. Anyway.
Yep.
I commend her. I don't know that I even want to really focus on her music, per se. But the Make America Great Again Grammy dress, she says, was about love and deciding to come together as a nation. Kurt, I have to agree with her.
Huh. Yeah, would that be... that seems like a smart... move, you know.
They say Joy Villa's album sales explode too, Kurt.
Well, I think they might, you know, Sam. I mean, maybe some people will want to support that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I found that pretty cool. Yeah. All right, now, while Joy is the only one really supporting the Donald publicly, blatantly, at least at the Grammys.
Yeah.
The Grammys are a weird bunch of folks. I mean, they remind me of a little kid, Kurt. So they trash the Donald at every turn possible. All these artists. In fact, they're trying to hold Toby Keith personally liable for, you know, supporting Trump and going to perform at the inaugurational events, etc. But now the musicians are kind of begging, Kurt, these poor beggars.
Well, that's right. Joel Gerke has the piece... And it says, musicians asked Trump for money, help, by the way, after Grammy's bashing. So, you know, I mean, it's just the same old stuff, Sam. But they are hoping, they say, the Recording Academy, together with America's music makers, call on the President and Congress to help keep the music playing by updating music laws, protecting music education, and renewing America's commitment to the arts. That was what Neil Portnow, he's the president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, that's what he said. Now, Sam, I don't know if you want to translate what that means for folks, but...
Kurt, that they're just trying to play the provocateur and they're just trying to have government pull the lever in their own favor. Okay, what government really needs to do is get out of it, and the artists and the radio stations and all these people need to work on a private sector solutions based on contracts and based on negotiations and based on what's best for all parties. I'll give you an example. Radio stations have to pay artists for every song they play.
Well, they pay the what we call the music mafia, right?
So, yeah, they pay the middlemen, but in turn they pay the artists, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's fair that the artists get paid, right?
Oh, sure.
What's not fair is for this thug middleman to come in, as you wisely mentioned, the music mafia, and the third party gets most of the money and the artists get the shaft. And when radio stations and when groups, the people like us that make somebody popular, what about our promotion of them? Shouldn't they pay us a fee for promoting them?
Good boy.
So there's a balance there, and the media mafia, in tune with government, has pulled the levers in favor of the few at the expense of the many. And it's wrong. In fact, internet radio stations have a hard time even getting off the ground because the fees are so steep that small broadcasters can't even play in the game. Mm-hmm. Forget about pay to play. They can't even play, much less they don't have the money to pay. So it's all a big scandal, and the media mafia has got to be shut down yesterday. and artists can create a private sector organization and lobby for their own viewpoints with the radio stations. Everyone will form groups that are in the private sector. They can come to private contractual negotiations that are fair. But when the government gets in the middle of it, it destroys all fairness, and the free market and competition have been destroyed. And that's what really needs to stop, Kurt. So there's my assessment.
Well, imagine that. Leaving people to make deals between themselves is what you'd say instead of the government. I mean, it's always hard to find in the Constitution that part about the government supposed to be in charge of taking care of music, you know.
Now, when I check out the Grammys, usually those folks are begging for money, too. And I'm just saying, most of those guys, like, can I have a dollar to buy a burrito kind of guys, you know what I mean? Musicians ask Trump for money to help after the Grammys bashing. Wow. Joel Jarrett brought peace to us. But anyway, good for him. And what a sham, folks. Mm-hmm. What a disgrace. All right, the FBI's fake news operation at Bunkerville may complicate trial, writes Liberty News Daily. Kurt, this one's going to take a bit to break down and get people to understand the whole thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I find this interesting. Of course, the original reporting comes out of what's called the Guardian of London. Now, that's not London, New York, or London, New Mexico. It's London, England, ladies and gentlemen. And the headline, you know, as Sam says, fake news operation with the FBI. I guess what they did was... according to the story, posed as journalists and TV crews. Now, we've seen the FBI. They pose as porn traffickers, and they do a lot of other kind of, you know, thing. But this is the first time I've ever heard of them posing as journalists and TV crews. Sam, have you heard of that before?
No.
I don't remember that. But anyway, they say they tricked the Bundy ranching family and their supporters into giving on-camera interviews that prosecutors may use in upcoming trials, and that's all according to the Guardian of London. In a court filing, defense attorneys representing Clive and Bundy have described how the FBI created a fake film production company. It goes along with fake news and everything else, I guess. They called it Longbow Productions. You know, it's good they didn't call it Long Gun, I guess, Productions. But anyway, it's part of a wide-reaching, deceptive undercover operation that manipulated several defendants into making what are described as boastful, false, and potentially incriminating statements. Yeah. Imagine the FBI doing something like that.
So the FBI involved in fake news, and they want to attack us for fake news, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Good luck with that one. We got to have accountability, and it starts by probably shutting down the unconstitutional FBI. All right. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The Senate's second highest-ranking Republican, John Cornyn of Texas, believes that many residents of his state would not welcome the proposed wall on the border with Mexico. I think people would say if you are talking about a physical wall, it would rate very low, Cornyn said during an interview with New York radio host John Katsimatidis. His constituents would prefer what he calls a layered approach to border security that includes fencing, technology, and boots on the ground. While agreeing that the Trump administration had botched the implementation of the proposed temporary travel ban, Senator Cornyn believes that the president has the authority to enact new restrictions and insists that the executive order was largely misrepresented. I think there are a lot of people trying to create misunderstanding on the part of people who have said that this is a ban based on religion, which it's not. It applies to only 7 countries and countries with failed governments, which are a source of a lot of terrorism, the senator explained. I think the president is within his right to hit the pause button and say we need to double-check these folks in the interest of national security. Cornyn also had generous praise for Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's choice to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, describing him as about the best nominee I've ever seen for the United States Supreme Court. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. We're talking about this Liberty News Radio, or Liberty News Daily story. Sorry, Liberty News Daily story. FBI's fake news operation in Bunkerville, Nevada, may complicate the trial. The bottom line is, you know, when the jury found out that there was a bunch of government provocateurs going on in Oregon, the jury just said, look, we're tossing this out. This is bogus. And so the Oregon what do they call that thing?
Malheur.
Malheur.
M-A-L-H-E-U-R.
Yeah, Wildlife Refuge. The jury just said this is bogus. Yep. And the government wouldn't even let us know who the provocateurs were. Well, now it gets worse because in Bunkerville, we find out they're trying to attack all these people that were defending the Bundy family against government, pointing guns at innocent people over so-called cows and grazing and such. To where now the government, I guess they had basically created this fake news scenario where they had a fake news operation. They would interview people, act like they were just the new media taking center stage. They lied. They got caught. Now the jury's going to find that out, and it's going to, taint the government's argument that somehow these people were evil. It's going to actually truth come out, Kurt, about who's who. And the provocateurs and the fake news people have got to stop because it turns out to be your government, folks.
Yeah, good point, Sam. I guess they say the prosecution has admitted that FBI agents did act in an undercover capacity as independent documentary filmmakers. Daniel Hill, he's the defense attorney for the Bundys. He's representing Ammon Bundy. And he said, when the jury finds out this is a tactic they used, none of them will think it's okay. I guess they quote a guy named Greg Leslie, or, you know, a guy with two first names. But anyway, he's a legal defense director for the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. Another thing I never heard of. But anyway, he contends that if you think every reporter you meet could be an agent of law enforcement, it really has an immediate impact on any journalist coming to try and cover that story, end quote. Yeah. Do you think so, Sam?
And that's really the problem there.
Yeah. And they even quote Lisa Bundy, who's Ammon's wife, by the way, where she says, the jury did not like hearing there were undercover agents. They're using your and my tax dollars to hurt other Americans, end quote.
Ooh, well, and the problem here, Kurt, is honesty. The issue is honesty. The government has no business running around being fake news, pretending they're a news service.
Yep. Great point. Yep. Imagine if the government just did its proper role, Sam. I mean, that's kind of way out, but we could always hope, make America great again, you know?
Yeah, Kurt's going to wear a Make America Great Again dress even, folks, to, you know, unveil his support. All right, I'm just teasing about that, folks. But I will say, you know what?
But we do have Make America Great Again hats for, you know, anybody who's a new Give Me Liberty Fund member or ongoing or whatever. You can get those suckers for.
Or a CSPOA member, just too.
Yeah, that's right. For only $3 a cap.
Or a Liberty News radio donator. If you donate,
that's right. Any of those kind of folks, you know. I mean, we got them for $3. I mean, just imagine that. And it even has like a little flag on the side of it. Now, it's not made in America yet, but, you know, I'm working on that.
Is it the Gadsden flag, Kurt?
No, in this case, it's just the U.S. flag. That would probably cost like $20.
Now, a very well-known liberal friend of ours wrote an article. Yeah. It appeared in WorldNet Daily is where we found it. Her name is Ellen Radner. And for the most part, we don't agree with her on a lot of things. But I will say,
think of the things we agree with her on.
Well,
but,
there's plenty we agree with her on.
Yeah, and, you know, like we said hello. And,
no,
you know,
Kurt,
and,
come on.
And she likes,
look,
she
most
likes
liberals,
goats. I mean, we're not against goats. You
that's
know
right.
what I mean?
Most but liberals right. hate our guts, though, and they won't even get caught dead talking to us, Kurt.
Yeah.
And she at least agrees that we can agree to disagree and that we can work together and that all viewpoints can, you know, come to the table and discuss things openly. And we've actually spent a little bit of time with Ellen Radner, and we appreciate her. And even though we disagree on a lot of things, there's quite a bit we do agree about. And that is, again, we can be civil to one another. We can be kind to one another. We agree with a lot of her efforts in the humanitarian world. We might go about it differently ourselves, but we do agree that she's making a difference for people, and we commend her for that. All right?
Yep.
Now, the headline of the article that she just wrote in WND.com, America must open its arms to Syrian refugees, writes Ellen Radner. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, and I'm sure she's not talking about Syrian refugees with, like, the intent to hurt us or anything like that. And I'm sure she's pointing out the fact that, hey, there are people, even in these particular countries that were part of the so-called ban, that were plenty nice folks. You know, she talks about a... PhD psychologist from Chicago and tells his name or whatever. And she says he's an American with roots in India. She was visiting in India to care for her parents. Talks about her work in Chicago and different things like that. And, you know, we certainly agree that there are good people basically everywhere. Right, Sam?
There's good and bad people everywhere, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, there are things that need to be done to protect Americans, and that is Americans from bad people. Now, as far as I remember, let's see, I'm trying to remember what Ellen told us she would get rid of was football, and I know it was guns.
And how serious she really is about some of that, whether it's, like they say, Donald oftentimes goes off in hyperbole, but yet, you know, there's a point underneath. And, you know, to some degree, she's got a valid point that, you know what, football and some of these things are destroying America. We're so tied up in football that we can't focus on the Sabbath, for instance. And so there's some points that she has that are good. I wouldn't go about them the way she is in many cases. Uh-huh. When it comes to the humanitarian efforts, I commend her efforts. I do agree that when there's truly people in need, when there's truly people that are in harm's way or that are downtrodden, you know, we, as the Savior taught, the Prince of Peace taught, are supposed to, you know what, clothe the naked and feed the hungry and those kinds of things. And so, you know what, when she says we ought to reach out and care for those who are needful around the world and refugees, I agree with her, Kurt. Where I think we differ a little bit is in how we may go about it. I would basically support Donald's temporary ban. I would give us 90 days to figure out how to find out who the real needful folks are, the refugees, how to find out who the terrorists are, and make sure that we don't, in our effort to help the refugees, put ourselves in harm's way. Because if we're in harm's way, we're not going to be helping anybody else if we're dead. And so I think that we've got to somehow find out who's who in this game first. And I don't mean game in the fun sense. I mean this deadly game of trying to figure out how to make America great, how to protect Americans,
and
how to protect the refugees as well as ourselves.
Yeah.
And but I agree with their general point that, hey, a lot of people are just like, well, we got to reject everybody, and there's no way we can help anybody because they might be terrorists. And I don't remember Jesus Christ saying, you know, help those who need clothing and need food and things like that. Unless you think they're a terrorist, then don't help them at all. Kill them. Let God sort them out. I don't think that's how it is. And so the question is, how do we do both? How do we do that? How do we make sure we're not in harm's way? How do we make sure that America doesn't get taken over? In other words, people assimilate and become American. How do we maintain our culture, our heritage, our history, our people, our way of life? But how do we reach out to others? And there's many ways to do it. Ellen would basically write an article. America must open its arms to Syrian refugees. And, you know, she's got a lot of good points. She would put together her old goat for the goat program or whatever it's called. And she would have goats brought into South Sudan to help those people there. And I commend her for her work on that. I really do. And I appreciate her desire to help those who are less fortunate than many of us are. I personally choose to put my humanitarian efforts through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. They have a huge, huge humanitarian effort across the world. They don't just help the Mormons. They help everybody. And that's just where I choose to put my personal support. But I do want to make it very clear that we support all good efforts to care for those who are in need of care, to clothe those who are in need of clothing, to feed those who are in need of food, and to truly be a good Samaritan. And this is Ellen's attempt to be a good Samaritan, and we agree with her and support her in that, Kurt. I would go about it personally differently, and we just got to make sure that we support what we agree with based on principle, and we reject what we disagree with based on principle, and that we remain civil in our efforts.
Yeah, and right down at the end of her article, she says, the time is not to shut our borders to these people from Syria, but to open to them. As Dr. Sandhya says, Americans and American cities need to adopt refugee camps so people are fed, medical care obtained, and families are educated. We have done it before, and morality calls for us to do it again. I would say it's a little better to do that in their own countries, help them there. It's a whole lot less expensive, in my opinion.
Well, and then we can, like President Trump said, we can make Mexico great again, and we can make Syria great again. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. One more point that I want to mention about this Ellen Rapner story. And it's an area that we agree in general on the problem. Hey, people around the world are starving. They're hungry. They're they lack clothing. And in my opinion, the things that they need in life. And we would like to help them, just like Ellen Rapner does. But we would go about solving the problem completely different. Whereas Ellen might go to government for solutions, Kurt and I would go to private charitable organizations, whether they be churches or charitable reach out groups, others, and we would go to the places that we believe are accountable. In the free market, we would choose based on their track record. For example, the Red Cross, in my mind, doesn't have a great track record. They've been, you know, all kinds of strange things have happened with the Red Cross, which I'm not comfortable with. But in my mind, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has done a stellar job at delivering humanitarian aid in the private sector based on charitable donations and kindness around the world. And that can be done again. And so, you know what? We understand that America must open its arms to Syrian refugees, but I'm concerned with that must word as if government ought to do it, or we ought to steal from the American citizen to help the less fortunate around the world. See, I disagree with that because thou shalt not steal is a fundamental principle of mine, a fundamental governing value of mine. And so I'm supportive of the effort that, you know what, kind hearts should reach out in love and kindness to those who are in need. I agree. In fact, that's what the Prince of Peace teaches us. And if we're true Christians, we'll take that seriously, even for the Syrians. However, we would go about it completely different. And speaking about people going about things incredibly differently, I guess Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mr. Tom Price, or Dr. Tom Price, I ought to say, took office on Friday with a promise to fix what he called a broken health care system. He said it's harming Americans and their families, Kurt. So, again, the liberals would want to fix health care, and the conservatives would want to fix health care. They'd just go about it entirely different, Kurt, but we realize health care is a critical issue. I just believe the free market is the best way to deliver health care to more people at lower cost than any other way. That's just my view, Kurt.
Ooh, yeah. I guess, you know, there are some big stories about him. New York Times has got one, the headline, Tom Price is sworn in as health secretary amid Senate disunity. Oh, surprise, the Senate's not united. The national memo says it's time to grab the GOP by Tom Price's seat. Let's see. Anyway, then you've got Newsweek that says Medicare, birth control, cigarettes. Here are five ways Tom Price could change America. So anyway, who knows for sure. I didn't seem to say let's completely eliminate all the government health care and
I
get
wish
it
you
back
would.
To private sector. Yeah, good point.
All right. Anyway, we bring that up because hopefully Tom Price will make a difference. They say it was so bitter, but yet he, you know, he's in. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
Now, they say the U.S. military stats on deadly airstrikes are wrong. Thousands have gone unreported. We mentioned that last week and earlier today in the broadcast. But it's interesting. The United States is certainly not reducing our military-industrial complex, Kurt, unfortunately. Now, I do want a strong Defend America plan, but I want to avoid being in the nations around the world as a provocateur or as the world's cop. We need to really respect the sovereignty of other nations. We don't do that very well. We're in 130-plus nations, militarily speaking. Anyway, I guess 72 people from Trump's list of Muslim countries have been convicted of terrorism since 9/11.
Well,
Some of them brought in different ways, etc. But nevertheless, the lie by the mainstream press that, you know, there's been no relationship to the banning of certain countries temporarily, that's a lie, Kurt.
Well, yeah. Once again, they just are a little loose with the facts. Paul Bedard writes at Washington Secrets and, you know, basically says, hey, you know, it's not true. I guess the Center for Immigration Studies calculated the number of convicted terrorists from the Trump 7, and I guess there were 20 all out of Somalia, according to a report that was out just last week. At least 17 claimed to be refugees from those nations. 3 came in as students, and 25 eventually became U.S. citizens. But 72 individuals from these 7 mostly Muslim countries that were covered by President Trump's, quote, extreme vetting, end quote, or executive order, have been convicted of terrorism. And that finding clashes sharply with the claims from this appeals court that there wasn't any evidence that those countries have produced a terrorist. Doggone it. Messed up that.
Fake news going on, folks. Mainstream press out of control. Yeah. Right. USA Today writes an article that's kind of, in my opinion, directly related. Tom Vanden writes the piece. Uh-huh. And it says, Uncle Sam wants you.
Yeah.
The Army plans to spend $300 million, Kurt, in a, quote, blitz of bonuses and advertising over the next 8 months to recruit over 6,000 soldiers. They say legislation approved last year by Congress and signed by Barack Hussein. They want to basically make it 480,000 folks in the Army, up from 460,000. And they're in a rush to do it. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But, Kurt, as I read the Constitution, we're not even supposed to have a standing army, my friend.
Wow. Imagine that, Sam.
So,
I thought I'd bring that Constitution to your attention again.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important to understand the supreme law, isn't it, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. I guess supreme means it's supposed to be first, and then everything else is supposed to kind of fit with it.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, it should be tossed out.
Yeah.
Now, I guess polls are coming out, Kurt, and they show that Americans are more inclined to find Trump truthful than the media.
Really, Sam? I mean, imagine that. It's a Liberty News Daily piece, and I guess, you know, they say it's not unclear whether this is an endorsement of the president's credibility or a resounding indictment of the media. And I would say it's probably a mixture. But anyway, back to the article. According to a recent poll that was conducted by Emerson College, voters find the Trump administration to be more truthful than the news media. Yep, of those who responded to the poll, 49% consider President Trump and his associates to be truthful, and 48% regard them to be untruthful. Kind of a split there. The news media, by the way, by way of contrast, they say, is regarded as untruthful by an absolute majority of those surveyed. That's 53%. Those who described it as truthful constituted 39%. So there you have it, Sam.
So do you trust Trump more than the news folks, Kurt?
Yes.
I think it all depends on which news folks.
That's exactly right.
Now, the new media takes the center stage. I trust a lot of those folks to get the news right. Liberty Roundtable, for example, you know, we're far from perfect, but we really work hard to be transparent in our coverage.
Yes.
And so we need to be very careful when we talk about, you know, what the issues are and who's who in the media. more and more and more organizations are coming out that are trustworthy.
Good point, Sam.
What you can't trust is your government, Kurt.
Ooh. Wouldn't it be nice to say it the other way around? Hey, man, if the government tells us the way it is, it's just the way it is. You can, you know, you can, if it's like when old Joe says it's going to rain, you can set your tubs out.
There
Wouldn't
you
that
have
be
it.
Nice if it was the same way with your government?
Yeah, but it's not, though, and just take NOAA.
Maybe that's part of making America great again, huh, Sam?
As an example, Kurt.
Yeah. Good point. You know, the NOAA boys, and that stands for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You'll have a hard time finding that in the Constitution, by the way. But anyway, the bureaucrats there, well, they manipulated temperature findings to create the illusion that global warming accelerated following 2000. Now, Sam, you know, not surprisingly, this story you find at libertynewsdaily.com, and the original story's coming out of the London Daily Mail. Yeah, not the New York Times, not the media here in America. But
takes
anyway,
the foreign press to report and get the skinny, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. Now they say, citing now-retired NOAA climate scientist John Bates, the Mail reports that a 2015 study published in Science magazine was created to convince policymakers and the media-consuming public of the need to adopt the UN's Paris Agreement on climate change, which supposedly would curb emissions of carbon dioxide through the use of fossil fuels. Anyway, the bottom line is the NOAA guys fudge the numbers, Sam.
That's called fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I appreciate this guy standing up and telling the truth now, but I wish he would have done it when he was actually there, not just retired.
Good point, Sam.
Maybe we wouldn't be so far down the road of fake news by your government, huh?
Yep.
All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can, hard-hitting talk radio every day on your favorite News the Network refuses to use station, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. Donate, get involved today. Would certainly appreciate all your support, including financial. Check out thefreedomcoalition.com to learn about what we're working on as well. Man, we're sure grateful for you. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. So please tell all your friends. And by the way, tell them to get raw honey delivered directly to their door. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.